It's Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015, and here are the stories we're covering this week. BMW's connected drive software, which allows remote operation of vehicle systems, didn't use encryption. Raspberry Pi's new model has been unveiled, and it's about 6 times as powerful as the B+. Much to the relief of the citizens in the UK, the Snoopers charger has been rejected again. The mugshots of hundreds of thousands of innocent people are suspected to have been uploaded to a facial recognition system used by the police forces in England and Wales. And a new high-tech office block in Sweden are implanting RFID chips under the skin of staff. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Depending on where you're located in this big old world of ours, you may remember it as either the Sega Mega Drive or the Sega Genesis. And now, more than a quarter of a century after its original release in Japan, it's more convenient than ever to take these classic Sega games with you. My review is coming right up, so stick around.
Try it. Buy it.
And here are the top stories from the Category5.tv newsroom. BMW has patched a security flaw that left 2.2 million cars, including Rolls-Royce and Mini models, open to hackers. The flaw affected models fitted with BMW's connected drive software, which uses an onboard SIM card. The software operated door locks, air conditioning, and traffic updates, but no driving firmware such as brakes or steering, which is great, BMW said. According to BMW, no cars have actually been hacked, but the flaw was identified by German Motorist Association ADAC. ADAC's researchers found the cars would try to communicate via a spoofed phone network, leaving potential hackers able to control anything activated by the SIM. The patch, which was applied automatically, includes making data from the car encrypted. So really, Robbie, if you were to hack a BMW as somebody was driving it, you could like amp up the thermometer, or you could
mess with their minds.
Mess with the door
locks.
Like
the toilets that you could spray the bidet.
Why not? Yeah, that's incredible that a company so large would forget to encrypt their software. I don't know.
Yeah, like,
incredible indeed.
What happened?
It's an eye opener, isn't it though?
Yeah. I mean, between that and like the Sony thing where they forgot to use proper passwords, I feel like everybody needs to talk to you first, Robbie. Great news. There is a new budget-priced Raspberry Pi computer. It's offering faster processor and more memory than before, but at about the same price. The Raspberry Pi 2 Model B is roughly 6 times more powerful than the prior version, the Model B Plus, according to the British charity behind it. Previous versions of the kit have been widely adopted by schools and enthusiasts across the world. But the Pi faces increased competition. Another UK-based firm, Imagination, recently released a bare-bones computer of its own, and the Arduino, Intel Galileo, Gizmo 2, and BeagleBone Black and Hummingboard also form part of a growing list of rivals. Imagination creator C120, Imagination creator C120 features built-in flash storage, which the Raspberry Pi lacks, but is at about double the price. Raspberry Pi 2 makes 2 major changes to the previous version while leaving the other components unchanged. The CPU is now quad-core rather than single-core, and the board now features 1 GB of RAM. The Raspberry Pi 2 can run a variety of Linux-based systems out of the box, but its makers have also promised it will be able to support Microsoft's next operating system at a later date. The new kit, most of which is manufactured at Sony's factory in South Wales, costs about $35. Wow.
Whoa.
6 times faster than the original. That's incredible.
The specs on that, again, it goes back to, for me, to, wow, that would make a decent little server rig.
Yeah.
And something really, really tiny, right?
I love it. A cross-party group of peers has dropped a second attempt to add the so-called Snoopers Charter to the government's counterterrorism bill. The Snoopers Charter would require details of every email, website visit, and social media log to be recorded. Lords King, Blair, Carlisle, and West wanted measures on communications data rejected in 2012 to be included in the bill, saying they were vital tools for combating terrorism. But they withdrew their amendment and it did not go to a vote. The counterterrorism bill will now give new powers to UK security services. It will also allow the Home Secretary to impose temporary exclusion orders on British terror suspects. The legislation had already cleared its first hurdle in the House of Lords and undergone detailed scrutiny in a committee. Lord King, a Conservative former Defence Secretary, said, "We will lose an opportunity to put in place a temporary stopgap measure that could have reduced the threat to our nation from terrorism at the present time. We just have to pray that we don't pay too high a price for that." Robbie, that sounds like a whole lot of fear-mongering, to be honest.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. It really, Person of Interest is a great show. I'm just not so sure that there is a real place for it
in
because
real life.
I just don't know that there is responsible government.
Yeah.
When it comes to that amount of information and having, it's an intrusion, of course, on our privacy to have somebody collecting that kind of data. I can understand. I think we talked a little bit about briefly on last week's show about how, you know, if there was some kind of terrorist activity being plotted, the government should know about that, and that's where that person of interest scenario works. But for all the innocent people that it's tracking, where do you draw the line? And who's to say that information couldn't be compromised and hacked?
Yeah.
You know, are they how well is it protected?
Mm-hmm. Or used against anybody who's innocent. It's not like I search crazy things, but for some reason I would be uncomfortable with everybody knowing everything I search.
Yeah.
I just don't love the feeling you have to assume you're always being watched anyway. I just don't like the feeling that it's actually happening.
Yeah, that it's actually true.
Yeah. Here's some scary news. Police forces in England and Wales have uploaded up to 18 million mugshots to a facial recognition database, despite a court ruling it could be unlawful. They include photos of people who have never been charged or others who have been cleared of offence and were uploaded without Home Office approval. An independent commissioner said photos of hundreds and thousands of people, of innocent people, may be on the database, but people insist that the database complies with the Data Protection Act. A number of police forces have begun to use facial recognition technology, including the Metropolitan Police and Leicestershire Police. It's already used by Britain's spy agency and by Border Force and UK airports and ports. Leicestershire Police said the facial recognition system it had begun using last year had proved invaluable. Well, that's fine, I guess, except that now innocent people's faces are logged in a database.
And if you see them at all, anyone at airport security, they can't fly anywhere because they'll be taken by security and be like, hey, we have to look at your stuff and at you. And if you're trying to get home or something.
What happens if there's an investigation going on and facial recognition software thinks you are the person?
Exactly. There are people that look alike and they're not related
sure
at all. I've seen that for
have
and
you?
There are people separated at birth also.
Have you seen Mr. Clean?
Yeah. Or Velma from Scooby-Doo. I look just like her. What if she's a suspect?
One of my friends, like even in my school, I got to school and there was like two other people who looked strangely similar to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in our school. I was like, what?
This is a pretty small area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And isn't there something like, someone was saying there was like seven people in the world who look like you. Who look exactly
neat.
Like you. Hmm. So it's like...
So it would be interesting as a test for them to take this database now and feed it one of those people that it knows looks like somebody else.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
see if the software reports them as being the wrong person.
I just don't like this one bit. Those last two stories just give me the heebie-jeebies. This one is no different. Want to gain your entry to your office? Get on a bus or perhaps buy a sandwich? We're all getting used to swiping.
I do want to do those things. How can I do it?
Yes. Well, we're all getting used to swiping a card to do these things. But at Epicenter, a new high-tech office block in Sweden, they're trying a different approach. Here it is, a chip under the skin. Yes. Felicio Del Costa, whose company is one of the tenants, arrives at the front door and holds his hand against it to gain entry. Which I'll tell you, I hold my hand against the door and push to gain entry.
It works. It works. So, it still works.
Inside, he does the same thing to get into the office space he rents. And he can also wave his hand in front of a photocopier to operate it. Well, I wave my hand in front of a photocopier and just press a little button to operate it. So... good job. That's all because he has a tiny RFID, or radio frequency identification chip, about the size of a grain of rice implanted in his hand. Soon, others among the 700 people expected to occupy the complex will also be offered a chance to be chipped. Along with access to doors and photocopiers, they're promised further services in the long run, including the ability to pay at the cafe with the touch of a hand. This is ludicrous.
That's frightening.
Is that your final answer?
I can't even pretend to like this idea.
No.
This, I mean, technology, good, awesome. Chipping yourself to gain entry, what? Why
what
can't
are you thinking?
You, what?
Can I just say that they haven't even gotten the debit card or the credit card right yet? Like, for me to have to go into the bank when I do my deposits and stuff, and I have to pull out this slew of cards and... you know, so there's a convenience factor that would appeal to people.
And the thing is like, with it in the hand, being able to pay for stuff, like, anyone can walk around with, like, a debit machine. Because I know they do it, like, because I know there are people who do it with, like, just the regular, the new tap as you go.
Oh, sure, yeah.
If you don't have it in the proper thing.
Or with the card, right.
Yeah, if you don't have it in, like, the proper, like, RFID, like, cancel right. thingy, I don't know what it's called. Like... people can go around and just take money from your debit card or credit card without you knowing.
If they scan your RFID chip?
Yeah.
What if this chip, like, kept you from... like, what if, Robbie, you could get into the bank vault with the chip in your hand, and I wanted to get into the bank vault, and now instead of just stealing a swipe card from you, I have to steal your body or just your hand.
Or scan my hand. Well, it's probably hard-coded. But you know why I really want this chip?
No.
So that I can go, open sesame!
Because
that would
Adam's
be
Adam's just sitting there like, I can't
I dislike
do this
it. Call me old school, but I like using my key to get into my house. I don't want a chip in my hand. What if it goes wrong? Or what if you shake hands with somebody and you swap identities?
Whoa, trippy. There's some movie premise right there.
And isn't
hey,
there
nice
like,
to meet you.
And isn't there like a movie? Oh, I forget what it's called. It's called like Tom Cruise. And basically they scan your eye. And they know all of your information.
What is it? Minority Report.
Yeah. It's kind of like that in a way.
Heebie-jeebies,
for sure. I am also not for it.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I mean, good. And there's the whole religious aspect, too. I think people will be wondering, you know, is this the mark of the beast? Is this the premise to that kind of thing? And, you know, so there's that aspect of it, too. The technology of it is smart, but where do we stop? What's next?
A chip in our hand.
We're going to be Borg within 10 years. And even Bill Gates himself saying, you know, and reiterating that AI is a dangerous thing to be playing with. This week, so
the only way I would like this is if they implanted the chip on your shoulder. That is all.
What's your problem, Sasha? Got the chip.
I've got a chip on my shoulder.
Thank you, Kelsey. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.
It took me forever to get.
She just got that. I love that I was able to do two Star Trek references that went like this.